From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lydia Burt. The Missouri Department of Agriculture held a public hearing yesterday to discuss a proposed emergency rule restricting the sales of two popular pesticides. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
Generally, the rule would stop sales of the weed killers dicamba and 2,4-D between April 15th and October 1st in Missouri. The department's goal is to prevent off-label pesticides from drifting onto neighboring property and damaging other crops. Several agricultural groups stated that 2,4-D should not be lumped in with dicamba. Dicamba allegedly damaged 325,000 acres of soybeans in the state last year. Mike Deering with the Missouri Cattlemen's Association says this rule likely won't work anyway.
Producers will still be able to purchase the products out of state or online delivered to their farm or home. This leads us to conclude that this could have a negative impact on small businesses in our state.
The department could enact the rule by April 1st. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
The U.S. Senate yesterday approved legislation to crack down on sex trafficking by expanding the ability of prosecutors to go after websites that promote and facilitate it. The measure, which passed the Senate 97-2, also would give state attorneys general the authority to file civil lawsuits on behalf of victims of sex trafficking. The House approved it last month, 388-25, sending it on to President Donald Trump for his expected signature. Missouri Republican Representative Ann Wagner and Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill worked across party lines for passage of the legislation. In a statement, Wagner said the legislation will finally give local, state, and federal prosecutors the tools they need to put predators behind bars. Governor Eric Greitens will go on trial in St. Louis in May. As St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman reports, Judge Rex Burleson yesterday denied a request from his attorneys to move up the start date.
The governor's defense team had asked Burleson to move the trial to early April in an effort to finish it before the special House committee issues its report. But Burleson told attorneys he would not be swayed by events in Jefferson City and kept the May 14th start date. Prosecutors had originally asked for a fall trial and objected to speeding up the process even more. So did an attorney for the woman at the center of the case, the governor's former mistress. Greitens is accused of taking a semi-nude photo without her permission. He has pleaded not guilty. The circuit attorney's office was pleased with the ruling. Attorneys for Greitens say they are ready to prove his innocence whenever. Burleson still has not decided whether he or a jury will hear the case. He could rule on that issue on Monday. I'm Rachel Lippman.
A former school employee has been charged with having sex with a student when he was 16. The Jefferson City News Tribune reports that 27-year-old Clarissa Lawrence of California, Missouri, was charged Tuesday in Cooper County with sexual contact with a student. She was charged earlier this month in Manatee County with second-degree statutory rape and sexual contact with the same student. Her attorney didn't immediately return a phone message from the Associated Press. Lawrence is a former elementary school counselor at Cole County R1 Schools and a former assistant softball coach at Manatee R1 Schools. The teenage boy told Manatee County Sheriff's deputies in February that the alleged sex crimes occurred in June and July of 2017. I'm Lydia Burt, KBIA News, Columbia.